For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lydia Passolt, a senior out of Chanhassen, Minnesota. And Lydia, you finally get to play in a game this season. First of all, what was it like just being out on the ice again?
Wow. Yeah, that's a great question. So, I mean, it was very exciting. And I mean, we were all nervous, though, too. It's our first game. And we were coming out here, and the Huskies already had four games. So, I mean, I know there's a little bit of nerves, but we were definitely excited to get our skates on that ice and play a real game instead of a scrimmage during a practice. And, you know, it felt amazing, just the wind in your face. And being able to compete again was amazing.
Well, I know this year has been so strange with the pandemic, and obviously off-season training was different for you guys. What did you have to adjust in your personal training over the off-season to get ready for gameplay?
You know, you'd always go in the garage and try and put some milk jugs together or something, trying to just lift those weights, just trying to keep your muscles, remembering what hockey was, I guess. I mean, you just try to do the little that you could do to just stay in shape for the season. Definitely took a different turn when everything got shut down. And I mean, it was hard to get into a gym, and it was hard to, you know, practice with everyone and get even some practice in during the summer. So, I mean, you did the best that you could by working out and just trying to find the little things to keep your muscle memory there.
You tonight were playing alongside Claire DeGeorge and Reese Hunt. Tina set you and Claire up for a great play. Claire passes you that puck. What a beautiful shot.
Thank you.
Walk us through that goal.
Yeah, you know what? The right wing from the line before just came off, and I kind of saw the play in my head when Claire stopped over that blue line. You know, I was hoping she saw me get on the ice, and she did, and she passed it over, and I was actually shooting for a rebound shot, but you know what? The goalie went down, and luck had it my way that it went in upper corner, and you know, I think it was good that Reese was calling for the puck too, that pushed their D back. Our D were also calling for the puck, so I think it just kind of threw the Huskies off in their zone, which was great, and I thought it was a great opportunity and great play by our line.
You guys get pushed to overtime.
Yeah.
3-on-3. This is a first. What challenges did you guys face, like, just getting ready for a 3-on-3 overtime?
Yeah, I know. We actually did some 3-on-3 in practice, but, you know, it's different in a game for sure. Your adrenaline's up. You're wanting that puck. You want the offense. And, you know, I think it just was surreal that it was actually happening in our first game. You know, I think we tried as hard as we could. You know, they got lucky with the 2-on-1 for sure. It was a great shot by them. And, you know, I think that if we just keep at them tomorrow, we'll get them. And I think it'll be a good game tomorrow. So hopefully no overtime.
You can't take anything for granted, can you, this year?
Oh, definitely not. No way. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and I already had COVID, and it was terrible. it was not fun for sure. So I'm just happy to be on this ice. I'm happy to be out here with the girls, too, as a team. We've had girls in the stands. We've had practices where you're looking down, and you're like, wow, I really want to be out there. And now we have a whole team, and it's just very exciting. And, yeah, it's great to have everyone back.
Well, the wait is finally over. You got one game in. You get game two tomorrow. What is it going to take to get a win here tomorrow?
You know, I think that we just got to come together. I think it was first game jitters for sure. I think that we just need to calm down, and we'll bring it to them. I think we just need to limit our turnovers in the neutral zone to them. That was kind of a big one. And, yeah, calm down, get that puck deep, and just try and get it on net. I mean, hands down, their goalie's a good goalie. I know their goalie. I've shot on her a long time when I was younger. And yeah, hands down, she's a great goalie. But I think if we just keep getting shots on her, we'll have those opportunities to get the puck in the net. But yeah, I think we all come together tomorrow, bring it back to the rink, focus, and we'll get the game tomorrow.
On to some fun questions really quick before I let you go. Did you pick up any new hobbies this summer?
Yeah, actually, so I'm a graphic design student. I did a lot of painting, which was a lot of fun for me. I enjoyed it a lot. And I also took up running. I would run actually once a week. I'd run 2 miles even. That's a test here we have for our training. So I was kind of getting ready for that. But, you know, I just went on a run. I was like, oh, might as well just try it and see how it goes. You know, I tried my best for sure. I'm not a runner. No way. But, I mean, I tried my best. And, yeah, I did a lot of painting. I did a lot of artwork that was actually commissioned work. So I got a lot of things sold, which was amazing.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was very new for me. So yeah, it was kind of enjoyable. I mean, it was very relaxing. It calmed me down for sure, being in quarantine and being in the house.
Okay, so favorite Zoom class this fall?
Ooh, favorite Zoom class.
I never thought I'd have to ask anybody that.
I do like my advanced graphic design. I know a lot of the students and classmates in those classes. So, I mean, it's very easy to talk to them. Mm-hmm. I think it's nice just to know everyone in the class. But yeah, we just create like logos and posters. So that's a very exciting class for me.
Okay. Who are your roommates this year?
Roommates. Yeah. I live with Kara, Paige, and Lindsay. So Lindsay Featherstone, Paige Beebe, and Kara Worth. And it's been great. So, you know, we keep our distance in the house as much as we can, you know, with masks and everything. But you know, it's hard when you want to hang out with your girls.
Oh, good luck with that group because everybody's so social.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who is the best cook in the house?
Best cook? That's a great question. I mean, we're all pretty different. I mean, we do cook here and there. You know, Kara does her meal prepping. Lindsay loves breakfast food. So does Paige. Paige is very into this cauliflower pizza that's really good. And it always smells like the house really smells good. So, I mean, I think we all are pretty decent cooks. I don't think one of us is a terrible cook at all. So I got to kind of say we're kind of even, honestly.
Well, Lydia, I appreciate your time. Congratulations on getting your first goal of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's so weird being across the rink doing this interview. So.
I know. I see you. I'm waving. Hello.
Hi. I know. It's so weird.
It's so weird. Definitely so weird.
It's very weird. Well, thank you. Have a good night. Get some rest.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye-bye.